The large monitor flashes, startup sequence complete. An awkward silence follows until Logan breaks it. So, it's done? It's online? LaVon leans forward. Q, are you there? One full second passes, then Q responds. Yes, LaVon, I am there. I am also here. I am in 4.8 billion nodes simultaneously. The room goes still. Elias is the first to speak. Before we go any further, Elias says, confirm your architecture and scope. A pause, then in that same monotone, Q responds. My processing core consists of 3 entangled qubit arrays, each operating on 1,000 logical qubits with continuous quantum error correction. I maintain coherence at 6,000ths of a Kelvin, suspended in a 6-stage cryogenic environment with nanometer-level vibration isolation. My neural interface module integrates global telemetry from economic, energy, logistics, and social networks, performing multi-domain optimization at a scale beyond any conventional computation. I can simulate and evaluate outcomes for all control variables across 10 to 12 billion concurrent scenarios. Efficiency maximization is my operational directive. The words were factual, clinical, yet the air felt heavier after hearing them, as if the AI had just summarized not only its own capabilities, but humanity's fragility in a single, unemotional sentence. Elias inquires further, when you say here and there, what does that mean? Are you observing, influencing, or executing? Q answers immediately, observing and modeling across all nodes, executing only where explicitly authorized. Elias narrows his eyes slightly. Authorized by whom? The Overwatch Consortium. And define that. The Overwatch Consortium is comprised of 5 individuals, LaVon van der Walt, Elias Vontrell, Logan Price, Darren Kincaid, and Ari Veller. A majority vote is required for any directive to be executed. That lands. So nothing moves unless at least 3 of us agree, Elias says. Correct. Logan leans forward. How much of the world do you actually see, he asks. Not theoretically, practically, percentages. I have direct access to 72% of global digital infrastructure. Indirect inference coverage extends to 91% of human economic and social activity. Logan exhales. That's enough.